The Healing Prayer. Before leading you into the prayer that our Father always answers if it comes from a willing heart, I'd like to give you a few examples of how God has answered many people's prayers. A kind younger man was already 5 years in prison for the second time, and his parents obviously had given up on him. Their church believes that we need to be rebaptized after a serious sin, but they would not baptize him anymore when he failed for a second time. As I led a group of inmates in a prayer to ask Father God to reveal and heal a wound of their hearts, this man was reminded of his bitterness toward his parents for having given up on him and never having visited him these past 5 years. He asked God now to forgive him for having begun hating his parents, whom God loves, and to remove the bitterness toward them from his heart. The next day, they were there at 9 o'clock in the morning to visit with him. The second case. In 2013, I had ministered for 3 days in the Sumphia prison in Zambia, closing the teachings with our healing prayer, followed by baptism of 33 men and 5 women in a shallow pool outside the prison. It happened there twice that as a man after baptism got up from his knees, an invisible hand pushed his head under water and he began slashing with arms and legs as he was drowning. Other inmates rushed in and lifted these men out, laying them on dry ground where they were still wrestling in agony for some time until finally peace came over him. 2 days later, these men had come together to the prison's chaplain officer, telling him, "We did not know that life could be so pleasant and peaceful." A third case, a highly anointed evangelist in Zambia, I had known already in the large remand prison in Lusaka in 2011 and 2012, as he led the entire open prison yard in wonderful worship to God. In 2014, I met him in a medium security prison on a conviction of aggravated armed robbery with a sentence of 15 years at hard labor. He was convinced that he had not committed the crime and that he was wrongly judged. Yet, he honored his Father God by serving him now in the prison for already 4 years. He had been assigned the task of being a father to a cell block of juvenile inmates. He came to my teachings during a 3 days long seminar, and on the last day when I was starting to share about dissociative identity disorders, he asked if he could first share a testimony of what God had done for him last night. I had the day before already helped inmates with a prayer to God for healing of wounds of the heart, and now he shared with us what God had done for him. He had been an internationally well-known evangelist for some years and was a bishop overseeing many churches, when in 1983 he was called home because his father, a king, or paramount chief over a large tribal area, had died. As oldest son, he had allowed himself to be installed as the new king following traditional ritual. Since that day, he had been tormented by his father every night of his life. But last night, he was for the first time spiritually a free man, without a powerful tormenting spirit. During most of his testimony, he had been uncontrollably weeping because of the release and his joy and thankfulness. I have met him even 5 years later again, and he still was free of this tormenting spirit. In 2015, a gentle older man had walked up to me when I was leaving the Kamwala remand prison of Lusaka after a day of teaching, and he asked me to help him. I had known him already for some time as a father to juveniles in a separate section of that prison, and he asked me for prayer because he had now already been for 25 years in prison, and no one had ever come to visit him. "You must be very angry with your parents and friends, aren't you?" I asked him, and his answer was a resounding, "Yes, of course." I then offered to help him pray to God instead of me doing so for him, and I led him in the same healing wounds of the heart prayer as I do everywhere. I could see him earnestly talking to his Heavenly Father for some time, after which I helped him close his prayer. A few days later, when I was again in the same prison, he told me that the day after he prayed, his best friend from Livingstone, about 450 kilometers away, had visited him at 16 hours in the afternoon. Our God is extremely alive, not sleeping, or traveling far away, or leaving us to ourselves after he created us. Notably, why would he do so if he created us for his own joy and happiness? But he is so much waiting for us to come to him as a little child, loving him and trusting him with all our hearts. Can you now ask him to help you too in this process of coming closer to him by letting him heal your heart, even if it is a long process, one step at a time? Here follows the prayer I lead people into wherever I speak on this subject, and it will do a miracle in your heart. The words are not magical, however. This is a personal prayer between you and your Heavenly Father. Don't repeat after me unless you can say it from the bottom of your own heart. The words in themselves have no magic. And as you pray, do it loud out so that it will come from deep within your heart. May our Father God bless you. If God gives you a memory that is very painful, do not suppress it again, but tell God the details of what happened, even if it is difficult to do. It is that wounded part of you that needs to do the reconciling with God. Let us start. Father God, I thank you for loving me so very much that you gave your only son. To pay the penalty for my wrongdoings. So that I now can come to you. I want to love you very much. But it is so difficult with all that hidden bitterness in my heart. Will you please help me to get rid of wounds in my heart? Wounds that hinder me from coming closer to you? So many times I got hurt, and I remained bitter toward people. I did not forgive them and forgot all about it. Will you now please show me a bitter pain in my heart? From a time when I got deeply hurt. Now pause the player and quietly listen to God and your heart. And when you get a painful memory, do not suppress it if it is very painful. You must resolve it finally with God. Now tell your father what happened. Do not spare any details that you remember, even if it is very painful. And ask him, "Don't you understand why I got so bitter?" He understands, and he has cried with you so often. Then I close with the people together after having waited for 5 minutes or so for the private prayers to end. You can start up the player again, resume listening to the player after you have finished praying with God. Okay? Father God, thank you for hearing me and for this painful memory. Now I am sorry I remain bitter with. Use the name of the person, okay? I remain bitter with my friend for so long. How could I hate him while you love him or her? I'm sorry. And I now understand that I was his victim. Because he was a victim also of the same kind of rejection, the same kind of abuse. I should have had mercy for him or her. As I want your mercy now. Will you please forgive me? And Jesus, will you please remove this bitterness from my heart? And will you come and live in my heart? I don't want any bitterness anymore. Help me now to love him or her just as you love him or her. Will you please bless him or her also? As he or she too needs your mercy. Father, I want to let go of all rights I thought I had. And let you be the only righteous judge. Because you are merciful. You are gracious. You are forgiving. Thank you, Father, for your love. For accepting me. And delivering me from this bitterness. Amen. For a big wound, healing may not come complete in a one-time treatment. The above prayer may need to be repeated once or a few times until the healing is complete. Just like we all built up a wall around ourselves through not forgiving, one brick at a time, to keep people at a safe distance, that we created also a wall between us and our God. So now we must find healing, sanctification, becoming holy like God is holy, one step at a time, one brick of the wall at a time. Every time you feel a release, you will feel lighter, as if a burden has dropped off your shoulders. That is real. And the reason why Jesus said, "My yoke fits well and my burden is light." If you are persistent, don't give up. Time will come after you have allowed God to heal a number of painful wounds, that suddenly that wall begins to crumble. That will not mean that you are now perfectly holy. That is not meant for us on this side of eternity. But when that happens, it will be so much easier to be close to God, to become a spiritually more mature son or daughter of God. Paul wrote about that in Romans 8, verse 14. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the adult sons of God. Let Him lead you. Never do anything on your own anymore, walking ahead of Him. But let your Heavenly Father at all times lead you and do everything with and for you. Amen.